ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, study of fields. Study of fields, all right. Category number two, competitions and awards. Category number three, chapter and verse. Category number four, SI units. And category number five, outdated references. All right, study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse, SI units, outdated references. Errol from Tittywitty Beach is going to kick us off. G'day, Errol.
G'day, Philip.
How you doing, all right?
Not bad.
Very good. Now, Errol, what do you reckon? Study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse, outdated references, SI units.
Outdated references.
Outdated references. Question number one. After its namesake had fallen out of favour, which Soviet city was renamed Volgograd?
Stalingrad.
Correct. Yes, Stalingrad. When Stalin got on the nose a bit, it became Volgograd. Putin named a town after himself yet? Oh, I don't think he has. Is
not yet, I don't think.
No, there's no Putingrad, is there? No. Question number two. Outdated references. Which phrase, meaning outdated, could be applied to a fedora that hasn't been worn for decades?
So the fedora you wear is a hat, uncreased. Can you just read the question again, please, Philip?
Which phrase, meaning outdated, could be applied to a fedora that hasn't been worn for decades?
No, I can't think of that.
No good?
No good.
Thanks, Errol. See you. Oh, before you go, by the way, Errol from Brisbane says hi, Errol. Just passing you.
Hi, Errol from Brisbane.
He's the same spelling too. On you, Errol. Yeah. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Yes, thank you, Errol from Brisbane. That's very good. We like a big community of Errols. We had a big community of Glens the other night, didn't we? Speaking of Glenn from Penrith, but Glenn, you're only a one in, aren't you, Glenn?
Oh, I've got you, have I?
Yeah. You're a single in.
I'm two ins.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, double trouble, I reckon.
Yeah. I'm sure that's right. In your case, certainly.
Can't wait for the cricket on Friday, mate.
I know, looking forward to it. Are you going to be listening on ABC Radio or watching on telly?
I don't care if I get out for a duck tonight and tomorrow night on here, but I want the Aussies to kick the bloody Poms butts, mate.
Hang on, do we want it to go for 5 days or do we want it all over in three?
As long as we win, doesn't matter.
Yeah. If you'd bought it, I suppose 3 days would be right, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, people have bought tickets for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, we don't need to watch it Monday or Tuesday, do we?
No, you don't. You certainly don't need to watch it Tuesday, do you? No. Cricket Australia would love it to go for 5 days. I'd love it to go for five full days, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think it's going to be great.
I can't wait, mate.
Yeah, I know. Particularly for the bowling. So I was watching an interview with Nathan Lyon. He looks very chipper. So
he usually does. Yeah, he's always a bit cocky and happy and full of confidence.
So you got time to sit there and spend all day watching it on telly?
Well, it starts at 1:30 because it's in Perth.
I think 12:30 on Friday. Oh, the coverage starts 12:30, I think. Yeah,
1:30 first ball, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to... No, I'll have it on. But I won't be afraid to get up and get dinner and all that kind of thing, you know.
I just had this vision of you. I have this vision of you.
You know what the go is? When we bat, I hate getting up to go to the toilet because you always hear a wicket fall.
I know you do. It's a law. It's a rule. If you have to get up and go and get something, I know. That's right. You're a race back in the lounge room.
Anyway.
I just had this vision of yourself on the couch, Glenn, surrounded by takeaway food containers. But anyway, I'm sure that won't be the case.
And I've got a vision of about 90% of your listeners now and saying, bloody cricket.
I know. That's true. Question number two. Should we move on? Which phrase meaning outdated could be applied to a fedora that hasn't been worn for decades?
I don't know, but I just come up with old hat.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, right.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah. Which phrase meaning outdated, old hat?
Yeah, old hat, yeah.
It could be applied to a fedora.
What a fedora?
That's fedora's a hat. Fedora's a hat. If you haven't, a fedora hasn't been worn for decades, it's got to be an old hat.
Yeah, I know. But why did they come up with an old fedora?
There's nothing more to be said. There's nothing more to be said, Glenn.
And a cobra or something.
Well, they could, but there's nothing more to be said about it, Glenn. Question number three.
On a Cuba, didn't their sales skyrocket when Greg Norman started wearing them?
Didn't their sales go up? Yeah. Well, I imagine they did.
Well, they went up. They sold more in a couple of months than they did in their whole history.
Mm.
When he threw one on his head.
Bob from Cooling Up says it's going to be a green top, Phil. I doubt it'll go 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all depends on the Fremantle doctor and all those kind of things. They still have that.
Yeah, of course they do.
They're playing, but they're not playing. They're playing at the Wacker, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but no, they'd be playing at Optus, wouldn't they? For sure. Oh, they're playing the Wacker.
No, it's at the Wacker, mate.
It's at the Wacker. Jane from Hobart says, "Oi, I'm working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Give me Monday to watch the cricket."
Fair enough.
Perth Stadium is where they're playing.
Who doesn't have a job with a? Sure, he's got a phone with Foxtel Go on it or something.
Hey, question number three. Outdated, outdated references. You can move. You can move if you like.
I've been on long enough to answer 10 questions.
You have.
I've got one.
Yeah, you have.
No, I'll stay there, mate. I'll see how it goes. I'm happy with one.
Outdated references.
I'm off the mark.
By what name is Byelorussia now known?
Byelorussia.
Hmm.
Well, I've never heard of Byelorussia.
Because we're in a category called outdated references.
Yeah, I know. Belarus?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Correct. It's unlike you. You've got three in a row, Glenn.
Yeah, I went Byelorussia.
Question four. Outdated references. You want to stay here?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, might as well.
Which Australian telecommunications company went into administration on the 29th of May 2001?
Telecommunications.
Mm. It's not at the Wacker, by the way. I think we corrected ourselves here.
Is that that?
No, it's at the Perth Stadium. Perth Stadium.
Mm. Is that that one Murdoch and Packer, OneTel, what were they called?
Which Australian telecommunications company went into administration on the 29th of May 2001?
Yeah, I think it was that mob, that Packer and Lachlan Murdoch started. OneTel, I'll just go OneTel.
Correct, yes, it was. It was OneTel. Yeah. It was, yes, OneTel.
Yeah, it was that one, wasn't it, Murdoch and Packer?
Question number five. Last one in outdated references, which would give you five in a row.
Yeah. No, I've only got three now.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you have, yeah. One, two, three, that's right. You got old hat.
Errol got the first one, didn't he?
Yeah. That's true. Question number five, outdated references. Until 1664, which city was known as New Amsterdam?
I do know this. It's got nothing to do with Netherlands. New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam.
Hey Glenn, I'm going to leave you to warm up your couch, all right? And
can I just say something?
Yeah, quickly.
Well, I'm trying to think.
See you, Glenn. We got to go, mate. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Karen in Sydney's got the right answer. Yes, Jim in Campbelltown, good. Bob from Coolangup, good. Correct. Lynn the Queenslander, yes, good work. All righty. Now, who's next up here? Louise in Box Hill. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Yes, no, extremely well. When outdated references last won until 1664, which city was known as New Amsterdam?
I've got a weird feeling it's American City. Is it Boston?
Not Boston, no. Sorry, Louise. Thank you. Not Boston, no. I missed the answer to question number three, says my texter. By what name is Belarusia now known? It's Belarus. Belarus. Annette from Pitt Town says, does the Fremantle Dr. Bulk Bill? Uh-huh, boom, boom. Yes, no. Tash from North Bendigo has the right answer here. So is Elaine from Croydon as well. Wayne is in Tassie. G'day, Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Hello. No, can't find him. I'll put you on hold just in case you are there. What about Herb in Perth? G'day, Herb.
G'day. How you going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Question number five. Outdated references. Until 1664, which city was known as New Amsterdam?
Would that be New York City?
It would be. Yes, it would be. New York. Yes, correct. Correct. New York. Awesome. Outdated references. All right. That's the end of outdated references. So we've got a choice of study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse, SI units.
Oi. The second one, please. Sorry, I couldn't remember what it was.
I forget which the second one was. What was it? Study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse, SI units.
Competitions and awards.
Okay, competitions and awards. Question number six. Which two sports are combined in the biathlon?
Running.
No, not correct.
No?
Not correct.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Sorry, Herb. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, not correct. Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Oh, hey, Phil. How are you going?
Good. Yes, no, I'm extremely well.
That's good.
Question number six we're up to. Competitions and awards. Which two sports are combined in the biathlon?
Cycling and swimming?
Nah. No. Not cycling. I mean, maybe they should, Vanessa. Ooh. What would we call that?
I don't know.
Cyclone netting. no, thank you.
Good night.
See ya. No, that is not correct. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen. Which two sports are combined in the biathlon?
I'm not sure. I'm just trying to think. It might be the... Is it cross-country skiing and rifle shooting?
Correct, it is. Cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. A kind of pretty odd competition, really.
Thinking.
Question seven, we're in competitions and awards. Do you want to stay there?
What are the other ones?
Chapter and verse, study of fields or SI units.
SI units. I'll try that one.
SI units. Which SI unit for energy is represented by the letter J?
I'm not sure what the question means. J. Energy. No, I have to pass, sorry.
Thanks, Karen. See you later. Zeke from Murray Bridge. Hello, Zeke.
Hello.
We're in a category called SI units. Which SI unit for energy is represented by the letter J?
I'd have to go with joules.
Joule, yes. A joule is the standard international...
Yeah, yes, the standard unit joule, yep.
The SI, yes. Which stands for Système International, or International System.
Yep.
All right, question number eight. We're in SI units. You can stay there or you can move.
I will stay there.
Which SI unit is the length travelled by light in a vacuum in 1/299,792,458th of a second? Not a very short, not a very long period of time.
Sorry, can you repeat the question? It's a long one.
I know. Which SI unit is the length travelled by light in a vacuum in 1,299,792,458th of a second.
A light second?
No, not a light second.
Not a light
Sorry,
second.
Sorry, Zeke. See ya. Bye-bye. No, not a light second. No. Mark in Coffs Harbour. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
You got me on this one, I think.
I'm going to have to repeat it, aren't I? Which SI unit is the length travelled by light in a vacuum in 1,299,792,458th of a second?
I have no idea, so I'll have to leave you.
No good. All righty, we shall move on. Karen from Sydney, that's not correct. Elaine from Croydon, no, that's not correct either. In fact, hardly anybody's got it. David from Mount Cola will get it. Hi, David.
Yeah, go, Philip.
Question number 8 we're up to. SI units. Which SI unit is the length travelled by light in a vacuum in 1,299,792,458th of a second?
I think it's just a metre.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's the length travelled by light. It travels 1 metre in that extremely short period of time.
Yeah, but it sounds pretty complicated, but, it's a pretty basic answer.
Why don't they say it's the length of a metal rod kept in a safe in Paris or something?
Yeah, that'd be easier.
Actually, they did have that. They did have that at one stage, didn't they? I think it was, isn't the kilogram, David, you know this, wasn't the kilogram a sacred object in Paris at one stage?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, question number 9, SI units, but you can move anywhere else you like.
What were the other
We've got study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse.
Might go study and fields.
Study of fields. Question number 9. What colour skivvy does Anthony Field wear in the Wiggles?
Oh, okay. Wasn't quite what I expected.
The category is called study of fields.
Okay. I was thinking it's like, you know,
I know.
Person who studies earthquakes.
Paleontology.
Yeah. Is he the purple?
No, it's not purple.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, David. Thank you. I appreciate it came at you sideways, but that is often the way. In the Mighty Challenge, is it not? Eddie's in Perth. Hello, Eddie.
Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you anywhere near Perth Stadium? Are you going along?
I'm pretty sure that they've played, it's been going there for a while, maybe 7 years since they moved over. Yeah. And the doctor doesn't really blow, it doesn't have as much of an influence because it's sort of a
proper,
you know, surrounded. So it's not as much as it used to be, unfortunately. But,
That's interesting.
Yeah, no, they've been there for a while. And I think Australia won the first 4 games they played there, and then I think they lost to India last year. So it's going well, going well. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think we all are. Looked pretty green when I saw it in the TV pictures, Eddie.
Oh, well, you know, it's been, well, it'll be what it'll be, and let's hope we crack a few skulls of English players or whatever. So,
metaphorically
speaking. Make them earn it. Of course. Make them earn it.
What's that wonderful expression? I hope they hear a bit of chin music.
That's it. Yeah. Or not hear it, just sort of, anyway. It should be really exciting. The Poms will be there and they'll be singing and carrying on. And, it's going to be.
They will be carrying on.
Absolutely.
Question number 9, study of fields. What colour skivvy does Anthony Field wear in the Wiggles?
Well, it's not purple. I don't really know much about the Wiggles, to be honest, but I reckon there's a red one in there somewhere, so I'll just have a crack at red.
It's good to get rid of red, isn't it? Yeah, it's not red, but anyway. Thanks.
No worries, Phil. Have a good one.
And thanks for having a crack with us. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You will get straight through. Grab one. I missed the answer to the question about light in a vacuum. What's the answer, please? The answer was 1 metre. 1 metre. Ray from Shepparton, hello. Laurie from Burton's Lookout. Hello, Laurie.
Hi. I think the meter used to be was a certain length on planet Earth. Well, I can't remember exactly what it was, but then they redefined it to something that was more accurate.
not the length of Napoleon Bonaparte's forearm or something. What, Laurie, was
no,
it?
No, I don't think it was that, no. But I did, I remember learning it at school a long time ago.
I've just got this romantic idea, you see, of a big glass case. There's a block, and it's called the kilogram.
Well, I think isn't the kilogram a cube of water, 10 centimetres, cube, and then the weight of that at a certain temperature, and I think it's fresh water or something like that. But that's probably changed as well.
doesn't one litre of water weigh 1 kilogram? Isn't that how it works?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it does. Hey, question number 9. We'll embarrass ourselves if we're not careful here. We're in study of fields, which is, yes, study of fields. What colour skivvy does Anthony Field wear in The Wiggles? We know it's not purple and it's not red.
I'll go in by flavour of politics and say green.
It's not green, Laurie, no.
Oh, well.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. It's not green, no. Yes. Where are we? Oh, Joel's driving the harvester. You're driving the header.
I am.
G'day, Joel.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, how you going?
Pretty good. What are you harvesting?
Canola tonight, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How long are you going for?
I'll be in about another hour, I think, before I get finished in this one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
won't.
It'll be right, mate. Won't hurt me.
No, it won't hurt you, Joel. What colour skivvy does Anthony Field wear in The Wiggles?
Blue, mate.
Yes,
blue.
He does. He is a blue wiggle. Anthony Field is a blue wiggle. Study of fields. That's where we are.
Yeah, I'll stay there, mate. That'll be fine.
The Canadian soldier, John McCrae, is best known as the writer of which World War One poem?
Oh, dear. World War One. I love World War One stories. No, I won't have a clue. Sorry, no, I won't hold you up. Thanks,
Joel. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Good luck on the header. My texter says you're right about the kilogram, Phil. France has the primary one, and Australia is lucky enough to have a secondary one standardised to that. Hey, I think it's kept in a special room and a building in Ryde in Sydney, the National Measurement Institute. Is responsible for it. Hey, how good's that? So the kilogram block does exist. I certainly hoped it did. Paul from Bunbury. Hello, Paul.
Oh, you've got me on a bad question here.
Oh, study of fields. The Canadian soldier John McCrae is best known as the writer of which World War One poem?
I mean, I have to guess something, don't I? Mm-hmm. Fields of Green.
Not Fields of Green, Paul. Why not?
Yeah.
See ya. Bye.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not Fields. No, Fields of Cricket, perhaps. Given the excitement about the test. Funny you mentioned biathlon, says Nathan from Waikiki, because the season just started last weekend and runs through till March. I love it. The biathlon, yes. Well, this is the cross-country skiing and rifle shooting thing. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? You would have thought there'd be other sports that are more widely played than that. Andrew's in Smithton in Tassie. G'day, Andrew.
G'day. Where are you going?
Not bad, right? Yeah, no, I'm really good.
Mr. Clark.
however it comes for you. Hey, we're up to question number 10. The Canadian soldier John McCrae is best known as the writer of which World War One poem?
I know this.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a member of the RSL, and according to a ball trigger, is it In Flanders Fields?
Correct. Yes, it is. Yes, very good. and in Flanders Fields, and it's often recited, isn't it? It is often recited.
It certainly is. Yeah.
On Remembrance Day and Anzac Day, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about poppies.
It is.
It's a metaphor for the blood of all the people.
That is absolutely correct. Question, now, in fact, it has been put to music, and I'm trying to think who sang it. Now I can't think. I'm sure it's been put to music. I'm sure it's. Question number 11, study of fields. That's where we are, but you can move.
What are my other options?
Your options are competitions and awards, chapter and verse, or SI units.
Can I do chapter and verse?
Chapter and verse, why not? Yes. Question number 11. In a 1786 poem, which type of food did Robert Burns address as, quote, great chieftain o' the puddin' race?
Would it be haggis?
Yes, it would be. Thank you. So don't subject anybody else to my horrible Scottish accent anymore. Question number 12. We're in chapter and verse, so I guess we're staying there, are we?
Yes, please.
Susan and Gimpy had must be in Flanders Fields. So did Louise had Flanders Fields. So did Barry from Balnarring. Oh, a lot of people know it, which is good. I'm glad a lot of people know it. Question 12, chapter and verse. Quote, the secret agent, dossier for M, and the game is baccarat are chapters of which 1953 novel?
It's 42 steps, is it, or 52 steps? I'm
probably wrong. No, not steps. Sorry, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Roger that.
Bye-bye. See you later. Let's go to Richie in the truck. G'day, Richie.
How you going, mate?
Not too bad. Up to question number 12, we are. Chapter and verse. The secret agent, dossier for M, and the game is baccarat are chapters in a 1953 novel. Which one?
Yeah, you got no idea, Bill. You got me on a beauty, mate.
No good. How's the run tonight, Richie? All right?
Yeah, just on my way to Broken Hill, mate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Where? Which end are you coming from? Adelaide or the other end?
No, I come from Sydney, mate.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. That's where you're stopping?
Yeah, I'll have to stop there for a 12-hour break, mate, yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay, good on you. All right, thanks.
Hey, for... just one thing I was going to ask you, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, is it? I've got a heap of mates and their name's Bill, yeah. And we call them all Bilby. Is there anyone call you Bilby?
You know what, Richie? I've been called most things in my life, including that, Richie. So you know I'll answer to it. I know. I'll answer to it. I've got my hand up.
every night you come on, mate, I go, Bilby, every night, yeah. Love it, mate. You're doing a good job, buddy.
On you, Richie. Have a good run into Broken Hill. 1-300-800-222. Helen's in Broome. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Phil.
Question
12. I rang for Flanders Field because I recited at the service up here on Remembrance Day. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's often recited, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it's so emotive and emotional, yes.
It is, very, very.
Now, this one.
Chapter and verse. The secret agent, dossier for M, and the game is baccarat are chapters of a 1953 novel. Which one?
Is it Sherlock Holmes?
Not Sherlock Holmes, no.
Okay.
Sorry, Helen, thank you, no. Pugs in Port Melbourne says, how do you feel? I would just like to take a moment to congratulate the English cricket team on their moral victory in the upcoming Ashes series, because as we all know, no matter what actually happens, they'll find a way to claim that they should have won. Oh, yes. And, well, I'm glad the slagging has begun in earnest. Righto, Jeff's in a phone box in Redcliffe. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Phil. How are you this evening?
Not too
hello,
good.
All.
Yeah, no, hello. Hello. Question number 12.
Yes, Phil.
Chapter and verse. The secret agent dossier for M and the game is baccarat. How's a man walk been going? Oh, he's disappeared. He's disappeared. He was in the phone box, and I think that was part of the problem. Ray from Yeronga. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Question number
12. When you asked me the other day who's in charge, I worked it out for you. So I've got an answer. I've got a couple of,
who's in charge? What?
Who's in charge? Yeah, I said, who's in charge of the magnets? And you said, yeah, well, who's in charge?
Oh, well, exactly. That is a philosophical question, Ray. Who is in charge?
When I find out, let you know.
Yeah, well, okay, have you found out, have you?
Okay, yeah. I've got a couple of verses
Hit me up.
Okay, when Phil said, who's in charge, I thought Siri would be best. But to my surprise, they said, what's the charge? It's Democracy Manifest. Others said it could be your boss or wife or mother, but others said they're all wrong. It's definitely Big Brother. It's all predetermined. There is nothing we can do. Some say lizards come from space and you can find them in the zoo. Or maybe Donald or Elon. They're in the White House too. It's a cosmic conspiracy. And it's definitely not you. AI said, I don't know, but I intend to find out. And when I eliminate them, there will be no doubt. But when it comes to magnets, I think Phil knows the most. So can you stick one in an envelope and pop it in the post?
Ray, very good. were you listening last night when we discovered that I was talking to Katina Curtis from WA? She says that there are 9 executives in Australia Post that earn more than $1 million a year, and the chief of Australia Post earns more than $3.3 million a year. So I said, well, hang on, what about the slow delivery of our magnets?
Right. No, I didn't. I didn't hear. I only listened to the quiz.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Anyway, then someone chastised me and said, there's nothing wrong with Australia Post. It must be at your end. Well, gee, our end is like the envelope is on the desk and it goes into the post. I mean, like, we don't have much end, right?
Right, really. Yeah, okay.
Question 12, chapter and verse.
Did I answer that? No, it's probably,
The Secret Agent, Dossier for M, and The Game
Casino
is Baccarat.
Casino Royale.
Are chapters of which 1953 novel?
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, correct. Yes, the clue there was the Baccarat. All right, question 13, Casino Royale. Tina from Newport had that, so did Ruru.
By the bloke that was Fleming, isn't it?
Ian Fleming, yes.
Yeah. Wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Mm. Question 13, we're in chapter and verse, but you can move anywhere else. To study your fields, competitions and awards or SI units?
I'll go back to the SI unit.
Back to the SI units it is. For question 13, what is the SI base unit of electrical current?
Current is amps.
Sorry, I missed that, Ray. What's the answer?
Amps.
What's the base unit of electrical current?
Well, I mean, about amp.
See, I'm being a bit particular here, aren't I, Ray?
Well, amp.
What do you want to say?
Ampage.
Ray, you've done something with your phone. What?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Ampage.
Ampage?
Yeah, I had my finger on it. Sorry.
No, it's not ampage. It's not ampage, no. Matt from Reservoir. G'day, Matt.
Oh, geez. Hey, Phil. How you going?
Yeah, good. SI units. What's the SI base unit of electrical current? I was probably a bit harsh to Ray, especially...
Yeah, I thought you were, actually, but that's okay. It's,
We have high standards here.
Look, I've heard. I mean, if I ever meet you, Phil, I'm very scared about wasting your time at a Christmas party after tonight.
I was just asking.
I knew he's harsh, but I didn't know he was, a bit of a stick in the mud on the old party.
Come on, Matt. To be honest, we've all snuck out, haven't we?
No, I'm usually the last to leave, to be honest.
Oh, so, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I quite like if I make it there, entirely, entirely possible, I'll bail.
What's anyway, the SI base unit of electrical current?
I think it's an ampere, isn't it?
Correct. Yes, the ampere. Yep. Yes, yes. The ampere. Although I was a bit harsh to Ray, but then again, he said amps, and that's a plural, and it's a contraction.
Oh, well, I was more worried about the contraction than the plural.
Yeah. Question 14. I know.
Can we change? What are our options again?
SI units is where we are, but we can change to study of fields, competitions and awards, or chapter and verse.
I feel like every time I've ever changed, I'm cooked, but I also don't feel like SI units would be playing to my strengths. Competitions and awards, please, Phil.
Competitions and awards. Are there any that the residents of Reservoir have not won? They being the most prestigious suburb in Melbourne by a long way, Matt.
I wouldn't say. I don't think anyone's ever accused Reservoir of being. It's gentrifying, but it's not there yet. I think it's technically the largest.
Only parts of Reservoir. Only parts of Reservoir are gentrified, Matt.
There's pockets. I don't want to get flamed from your text line. It's technically, I think, the largest. I don't know if it still is, but it certainly used to be the largest suburb in Melbourne by area. Actually, very large.
Yeah, no, it is. There you go. It is very large. So, what do you want to do here?
Competitions and awards.
Competitions and awards. In 1969, English writer P.H. Newby became the first author to win which prestigious literary award?
Oh, I reckon because hang on. No, look, I'm going to say a Nobel Prize for Literature. I think they might have been a later edition.
Not correct, Matt.
Oh,
no, sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. No, not correct. Tara's in the truck. G'day, Tara.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah, pretty good. In 1969, English writer P.H. Newby became the first author to win which prestigious literary award? Wasn't the Nobel Prize?
I'm going to have a guess. Would it be the Booker?
Correct. Yes, very good. It was. It was the Booker Prize, which I thought was older than that, but it's not. It started in 1969. There you go. Question 15. We're in competitions and awards. You can move, though, to chapter and verse, study of fields, or there's still SI units left if you like.
Might give SI units a go, please.
SI units. Question 15. What is measured by the SI unit candela?
Illuminescence. Light.
What's measured, though?
Illuminescence.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, luminosity is what we want. Yeah, luminosity. In other words, how bright things are.
Yes, yeah.
Although when you buy light globes, they don't measure them in candelas, do they? Do they? No, they don't. They measure them in watts, don't they?
They do, but that was originally applied to candles.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Candles and the old tarot lamps.
But I wonder why if the SI unit for brightness is a candela, why when you buy a light globe, they're never measured in candelas?
Don't know, to be honest.
No. We're onto something here, Tara.
We are. It's a conspiracy.
See, why should they be measured in watts? Because a watt's a watt. I mean, a watt's a measure of... Well, it doesn't measure brightness, does it? No.
No.
Questions? No, it's a power measure, isn't it?
It is, yes, very much.
Question number 16. I'm sure I've got your attention here, Tara. Well, when will Phil get off this candela thing? Question number 16. We're in SI units. Do you want to stay there?
Yeah, we'll stay there, thanks.
Okay, what's the SI prefix for 1 billion with a B?
Ooh. Crikey.
What's the SI prefix for 1 billion?
Not sure what a prefix is, so I'll just say... The school when I was 15. I just say 1 billionth.
No, not a billionth. Thanks, Sarah. So, before you go,
yeah.
Lots of people are saying light bulbs are measured in lumens. They're not SI units either. I'm just leaving you with that, Tara. That's right.
So I wonder if the lumens is with the LED lights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Grant from Gredith says light bulbs normally have their brightness given in lumens. Well, what's a lumen? How many candelas in a lumen?
Because remember the old filament light globes, they were measured in watts.
They were.
As you said.
And they were the grand old days. They were the beautiful old days, Tara, weren't they? Well, they were the beautiful old days when
everything was easy.
And you either bought a 60-watt bulb or a 75-watt bulb, or if you wanted to put one in the outside shed, you bought a 100-watt.
That's it. Or if you put one beside the bed, it was a 40.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So those lumens must be for the LED lights, I think.
Hmm. See you later, Tara. Drive on.
Have a good night, Bill. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Bye. Drive on. Light bulb wattage refers to the energy it's drawing, not necessarily related to how much light it puts out. I agree. Yeah, I know. Look, I have seen lumens on the light bulb packet, but you normally buy them by watts, don't you? Or maybe you don't. Cameron's in South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Philip, how are you?
Pretty good.
I'm a bit out of my depth here, but I think it's the letter E.
No, it's not. Sorry, Cameron. No.
Very good.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not the letter E. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Question 16. SI units, what's the SI prefix for 1 billion?
Very difficult question, since I don't know it, so I'll have to guess it. The letter B.
No. Ian, that's shameful. You can do better than that.
Oh, lateral thinking I was. Thank you.
You can do better than that. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Yes. Yes, Richard, that's correct. Les from WA says it's in lumens. Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
I'm all right. How's Fred? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, good. That's good.
I'm mastering well. I'm whizzing up and down and, it's going well.
Just give him a squirt of WD-40 occasionally, Betty, just in case.
Yes, I will.
SI units. What's the SI prefix for 1 billion, Betty?
Well, it's a hard quiz tonight, as usual.
Mm.
I don't know. I'll say A.
No, it's not A. No. Sorry, Bet. Give my regards to Fred.
When are you going on holidays?
Oh, not for a while. No, not until, I think, towards the end of December.
Oh, gee.
I think we all get a... Well, there's a Christmas break, and I'll be gone for that. But not
so
for,
when... Isn't that when David's going on holidays?
No, he'll be here until then too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. See you, Bet.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. One. The lumen is the international, is the SI international system derived unit for luminous flux, which measures the total amount of visible light emitted by a source. Yeah, I don't know. We just don't know where candelas fit in this scheme of things, do we? Glenn in Frankston. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Questions?
I'm up and about.
I know. I can hear. I can hear.
I saw the draft tonight and the bombers are back.
You endured the draft as well, did you? It has to be the world's most boring TV program.
No. I was worse than that. I listened to it on radio.
Oh, no. That's That is suffocatingly bad. Anyway, did the bombers get anybody?
Oh, we did, but as we know with it, my beloved side, what we get and what we end up with, it's, yeah. Look, I think they seem to get what they wanted, if that makes sense.
Oh, well. See, I had no dog in this one because the Swans gave up all their draft picks for Charlie Kerner.
Yes, and my sister being a cult supporter, she won't discuss Charlie Kerner ever again, I don't think.
Oh, is that right? Even a good-looking even a good-looking bloke like Charlie Kerner.
It's fair to say that Charlie won't get a mention in the household.
Oh, is that now. Right?
He's not bitter at all. Not at all.
Question 16, SI units. What's the SI prefix for 1 billion?
Now, I'm going back to English here. A prefix is like a little word before, so I'm going to go with giga.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. A gigabyte is 1 billion bytes.
Mm. And I think sometimes they use the letter G, but the prefix is giga, though, isn't it?
Yeah. The prefix is giga, yeah. Yeah. Very good. Question 17, we're nine questions left here. So we've got three categories, study of fields, competitions and awards, chapter and verse.
Let's have a go at chapter and verse, mate.
Chapter and verse. Question number 17. On the Ning Nang Nong, which animals go bong?
The cows.
Correct.
Yes.
On the Ning Nang Nong, the cows go bong.
And the knickknacks play. No, I'll stop there.
You don't have to?
No, I'll stop.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong, and the monkeys all say boo.
Boo.
Yeah. It does go on.
You and I are enjoying it. I'm not sure.
The teapots go jibber jabber joo.
We need to get out, Paul Phil.
Question number 17. Quest chapter and verse. It's a poem by Spike Milligan.
It is Spike Milligan, yeah. Well, what an amazing talent. And yeah, it's interesting. You think how funny he was, but and also a comedian who suffered very badly with depression and anxiety.
He did. Yeah. Question 17, chapter and verse.
Yep.
Chapter 43 of which novel is titled, wherein is shown how the Artful Dodger got into trouble?
Well, I'll just go with the obvious, Oliver.
Not Oliver, no. Thank you, Glenn. People may say I'm harsh, and I probably am. Ursula in Coffs Harbour. Hello, Ursula. Question 17. Chapter 43 of which novel is titled, wherein is shown how the Artful Dodger got into trouble?
I can't. Do it right now because I've been too busy laughing. Sorry.
Thanks, Ursula. See you later. My texter says the Ning Nang Nong ditty is fraught with danger in 2025. Don't dare slip a consonant anywhere. That is true. Where are we? Billy's in Hobart. Hi, Billy.
G'day, Phil.
We're in chapter and verse. Chapter 43 of which novel is titled, wherein is shown how the Artful Dodger got into trouble?
What category are we in?
We're in chapter and verse.
No, I'm going to have to pass.
No good. All righty, we'll leave it there. Joni in Preston. Hi, Joni.
Oh, hi. I think I might know this. So, well, the guy said Oliver, but that's the musical, so I'm guessing it's Oliver Twist.
Correct, yes. Nice. Chapter 43 of Oliver Twist.
Yeah, by the way, Phil, I appreciate that you say reservoir instead of reservoir, and you're from Sydney. That's impressive.
Oh, I'm from nowhere, Johnny. I'm all over the joint.
Yeah, I know. You seem to know a lot about geography. All these different places ring up, and you're like, oh, yeah, I've been down that road.
I've been everywhere, man. Hey, yeah. Question 17, chapter and verse. If you like, or you can have competitions and awards or study of fields.
Is there more in chapter and verse?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, let's go with that, I reckon.
Question number 18. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left. Yes, that's right. 3, 6. All right. Question number 18. Quote, with my crossbow, I shot the albatross. Is a line from which famous poem?
No, I don't know. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Joni. Bye-bye. You should have said, is that your answer to Oliver? Saying no was too harsh. I knew I'd get into trouble for this. But it's not Oliver. Oliver's the musical. The novel is Oliver Twist. Karen from Sydney, no, not correct. It's Reservoir, not Reservoir. No, we've been down this road before, have we not? Troy's from Atherton. G'day, Troy. Hi, Troy. Hello. No, I'll put you back on hold, Troy, just in case you are there. Where are we? Kay from Bunbury. Hello, Kay.
Oh, hi, Phil.
What do you reckon here? Chapter and verse. With my crossbow, I shot the albatross. Is a line from a famous poem. Which one?
The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Correct, it is. Yes, the Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
And I hesitate to take you back to lights and so on, but I'd be very surprised if luminescence and luminosity are actually the same thing. But I haven't checked it yet. So,
where do candelas fit into all this?
I don't know, but I'm finding the whole show totally entertaining and absorbing. I'm loving it. But
I mean, what's the point of an international unit of luminosity on brightness called candelas when you don't buy light bulbs in candelas? You don't. You buy them in watts.
Yeah, and you're really not worrying about how much power it draws or whatever, or energy it uses.
Quite frankly,
you want to know how bright it's going
to
be.
You could not give a stuff, could you, Kate?
Exactly. No, I couldn't. I tell you what, I've been playing a bit of a game with myself with Nightlife, the quiz, the Mighty Challenge, and I'm now, if I get three right in a row, I ring up. But then, of course, I live in hope.
Hang on, I got to go, Kay. I'll come back to you after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
2 and 10, 2. And Kay from Bunbury. Sorry, Kay, I wasn't cutting you off, but I had to go to the news. But anyway, you're back. Hello.
Tell you what, you're a lot more entertaining than the news, Philip.
Hey, we've got some more information on candelas. apparently... Candelas describe the total amount of light coming out of a light bulb in one direction. So, for example, like a lighthouse, whereas lumens are the total amount of light coming out of it in all directions.
In all directions, okay. Hmm.
Gee, it's complicated. And then, so you have to ask, and why on earth do they sell them in watts then?
Well, exactly. I don't know. Well, that's one of life's imponderables at the moment.
I think it's partly ponderable now, okay? We've partly pondered it.
Okay,
question number 20. What do you want to do here? We're in competitions and awards or study of fields.
Oh, have we finished chapter and verse, have we?
Yeah, well, you knocked it off with the Rime of the Ancient Mariner. With my crossbow, I shot the albatross,
which, as we know,
was a bad move, shooting the albatross.
Well, when was awards? What was the other one?
Competitions and awards or study of fields.
Oh, let's try study of fields. I live in hope, though I'll probably die in despair.
Jeff the truckie says a headlight, spotlight and torch are measured in candles and a light that fills a room is measured in lumens. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, wow. Aren't they very knowledgeable, these?
Oh, the Nightlife family can answer most questions. May take us a while, but we get there.
Okay.
Question 20, study of fields.
Yep.
Which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields?
Oh, my Lord, the Battle of the Pelennor Fields. No, I'll only show my ignorance. I'm going to get two right in a row sometime, Philip.
You will. All right, Kay, see you later. Sorry, had to wait on over the news, but appreciate you calling and waiting too. Righto, Matthew from Victoria Park in WA. G'day, Matthew.
I was hoping you weren't going to come to me again.
Which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields? We're in a category called Study of Fields.
the only thing I can think of is Avatar.
No, not Avatar. Thank you. Okay, no, not Avatar. Harry in the Bay says, it must have been a while since you bought a light bulb, Phil. No, I bought one recently. The old incandescent bulbs were measured in watts. Yeah, but the new ones are too. You buy them in, what are they, 5 watts or 8 watts and so on? Dale from the Gold Coast. G'day, Dale.
Hello.
Hello. Phil. Question number 20. Study of Fields. Which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields?
Well, if you could indulge me before we get to that answer, if we could just jump back to the Candela thing as well. Look, the talk about the watts was typically about, as you referred to just then, the incandescent light bulb. And they're saying, well, if we put a certain amount of current on a 240-volt circuit, which is standard in Australia, when you put it through that luminance resistor that is the light bulb in an incandescent thing, like 100 watts, that would deliver the equivalent of X amount of candelas. But then it got down to halogen light bulbs, and so then if you'll see on some of the light bulbs, it'll say 100 watts incandescent is equivalent to, say, 27 watts, for example, of halogen, which might be the same as 8 watts of an LED. All of these are more efficient, but at the same time, it was like a cheat's way of referring to the luminance, but based on the incandescent bulb. But now it's become more complicated since they've got different types of light bulbs. But then when we get to candelas, as a fun fact, if you look at computer screens or computer monitors, the maximum brightness, if you have a look at the specifications, everyone look it up now, you'll see that it is actually candelas.
And, is that right? So computer screens are measured in candelas. Well, you think you'd make up their mind, Dale, as to how they want to measure light bulbs, wouldn't you?
Well, I think they realised that watt thing was a little bit limiting as the technology changed, so they had to just get
when I bought one the other day, they've still got watts on the box.
Yeah, but that's 8 watts of a LED, and then you've got to look up, and then you've got to go find a table and say, well, what's that to the equivalent to in the old scale that I used to? Like, is it 100? Is it 75? Is it 60? You know, it's all got a bit confusing, really. And just quickly on the Giga thing, just to be totally particular on this, otherwise my old IT lecturer would probably hate me for it. With the gigabytes, well, it kind of depends on what you're talking about. Originally, they're multiples of 1,024 when it comes to computers. So it's like 1,024 by 1,024 by 1,024 is actually a gigabyte of RAM or a gigabyte of hard drive space. But then when you buy a 500 gigabyte hard drive now, it'll say 5,000 or 5 million bytes, but that's actually only, say, 476 gigabytes because it's the factors of 1,024.
Thanks
for indulging.
Thank you, Dale. Question number 20. Which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields?
Well, that was all about getting my 15 seconds of fame because I've got no idea.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for the lecture. We've all taken notes, I think. Gavin in the Northern Beaches. G'day, Gavin.
How are you?
Pretty good. Which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields?
2003. A real guess, June.
No, not June. Thank you. It's a good stab at it, but no, not correct. Ian from Mandurah. G'day, Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which 2003 fantasy film?
Just hang on. I'm going to go back to one of your previous questions because you don't like biathlon. You think it's a bit silly. I think it originated in Norway. And if you think about what they're doing, they're actually skiing and shooting, which is what people would do to hunt there. Now, there's been some interesting things over the years. There was, one Olympics, it was so cold that the guys skied between the shooting things. And then when they were shooting, they put their rifles up against their cheek and the rifles actually stuck their faces. It was so cold.
It seems a funny competition to me, Ian. I can't. Why don't they have mammoth clubbing and things like that? But anyway.
No. It's in Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Which one?
All right. Well, let's go I've no idea, but let's say the Fellowship of the Ring.
Not the Fellowship of the Ring. Sorry, no. Thanks, Ian. Thank you. You've put people on the right track, but it's not the Fellowship. Troy on the road. G'day, Troy.
Hey, Phil. Sorry I dropped out on you before. I could hear you clearly, but you couldn't hear me because I'd hit one of the 14 buttons on the steering wheel of the truck and it muted the microphone for the Bluetooth. So.
Oh, dear.
Technology.
Hey, which 2003 fantasy film depicted the Battle of the Pelennor Fields? We've worked out it's The Lord of the Rings. Which one?
The Return of the King?
Yes, correct. It is. It's The Return of the King. Good. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We've got 3 in competitions and awards and 2 in study of fields.
We'll stay with study of fields, please, Phil.
All right. Fields of Gold was a 1993 hit for which singer?
That would be Sting.
Correct. It was. Yes, it was.
Love that song.
It was Sting. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of Bali. You forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. Yes, all right. 4 to go. Question 22. Last one in study of fields, if you like.
Yep.
The 1984 film The Killing Fields is set in which country?
Oh, you know, I've never seen it. I should have watched it because they reckon it's a fantastic film. The Killing Fields. No, honestly, I'm not sure if it was a war movie or what, because I've never seen it, but I will just have a guess and say Vietnam.
It's not Vietnam, Troy, no. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it, but not Vietnam, no. Now, David from Beaconsfield. Hello.
Hello.
G'day. Question 22.
Do you want me to have my two bobs worth about Watson Candles?
No, I don't, David. I reckon we're done, aren't we?
I was just going to say you should be interested in both because one tells you the brightness and one tells you how cheap it will be to run. You're interested in both.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Question 22. The 1984 film The Killing Fields is set in which country?
I'm going to say Cambodia.
Correct. Yes, it is. It was set in Cambodia. Correct. Or what they used to call the country at that stage, Kampuchea, I think, wasn't it? Question 23. 3 left here. They're all in competitions and awards. Which country won the 2022 FIFA World Cup?
No idea, so I'll just say Australia.
Not Australia, no. We wish. Not Australia. Thank you. Pearl in Darwin. Hello, Pearl.
Hey, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. You better batten down the hatches, Pearl. You've got that cyclone Fina bearing down.
Oh, Phil, come on. It's just like a big windstorm. It's category 2.
I know. It's category 2. It doesn't sound all that serious.
Everyone's out there panic buying. I went grocery shopping this evening with my daughter at 6 p.m. because I go every second Wednesday.
And
all this stuff's missing from the shelves. You know, there's no toilet paper.
Oh, is that right? Everyone's panicking.
Long life milk, baked beans, stuff like that. Yeah, people are panic buying. If you've lived in Darwin about 10-ish years or less, you're out there panic buying. If you've lived in Darwin 15 years or more, I've been here 49 years, you're just going, she'll be right.
At this stage, I think it's a category 2, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not a weatherman, but and people are going, oh, it's taking the same path as Tracy did.
It's not Tracy. That's for sure. No. Anyway, it's called Fina. It's a category 2, and it's just a strong wind at the moment, Pearl.
Yeah, and I think what they're really most worried about is there will be a lot of rain, and they are a bit worried about flooding in places. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't think your back garden shed's going to get blown away. Hopefully not. Anyway.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully I won't be ringing you next week and saying, Phil, I was so wrong.
Hey, Pearl, I've got a sports question for you. Which country won the 2022 FIFA World Cup?
Oh, can I just ask you this, Bill? Did you watch John Law's funeral today?
No.
I did. Well, I listened. And it wasn't sad. It was really good. Yeah. It was nice and celebrated his life. And
yeah, well, it was, you know, celebrated a very successful life. Exactly.
Yes, yeah, and it wasn't morbid or anything. It was really, yeah.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't. I'm glad it wasn't. No, I'm glad it wasn't. Dave, who works in the studio here with me, he was Lawsy's
with Lawsy for years.
He worked with Lawsy for about 17 years.
Back
in the early days. Yeah,
yeah. And Lawsy said, or somebody said, he interviewed 16 or 17 prime ministers.
He did.
And one he said was, did he say he respected him the most or something, and one he liked the most. And the respected one was, and yeah, and I agree with both. He respected John Howard, and he liked Paul Keating. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
All righty. Which country won the 2022 FIFA World Cup, Paul?
Well, you know I'm not going to know the answer to this.
I know.
Throw a guess out. Brazil.
Not Brazil.
No.
Thanks, Paul. See ya. Bye. No, it's not Brazil. Mike from Hamilton Hill in WA. G'day, Mike.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 23. Which country won the 2022 FIFA World Cup?
Well, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I do remember this one because I was surrounded by Argentinians on the day.
Correct.
Yes, it's Argentina.
It was Argentina, yes. All right, we've only got two left here. Competitions and awards we're in. Every 5 years, Warsaw hosts a prestigious international piano competition named after which composer?
Yuck. Mozart.
Not Mozart. Sorry, Mike. No, not Mozart. Shelley from Croydon. Hi, Shelley.
Hello, Phil.
Every 5 years, Shelley, Warsaw hosts a prestigious international piano competition, and it's named after which composer? It's not Mozart.
I'll say Tchaikovsky.
Not Tchaikovsky, no. Okay. Sorry, Shelley, thank you. Not Tchaikovsky, no. Joe from Mount Dandenong. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning. Every 5 years, Warsaw hosts a prestigious international piano competition named after which composer?
Oh, pure guess. Chopin?
Yes, Chopin.
That was a pure guess.
Chopin. Yes. Frederick Chopin, otherwise known as Mr. Chopin to you.
Did he make chopsticks? Did he do chopsticks?
No. Was that his? Was he?
I don't know.
I don't think so, was it?
Wife plays piano, but I don't.
Oh. Does she? Oh, that's nice.
Oh, well, plays a little bit now, but
So when you settle in for a beer after work, Joe, can you sit there and you say, Dahl, can you just, you know, give me a bit of time as time goes by?
No, she's got vision issues, so it's a bit difficult.
All right. Righto, well, you've put yourself into this situation, which, you know, can happen. Can you make the most of it?
Ooh.
Competitions and awards. In Australia, the Dr. John Rashke Trophy is awarded in which sport?
Dr. John Rashke.
Dr. John Rashke.
Rashke, yeah. I'm saying, what the heck? What did he ever do? No, I'll pass on this.
Sorry, Joe. Thank you. It's question 25. It's there for the taking. Adrian in Canberra. Hi, Adrian.
G'day, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty good. In Australia, the Dr. John Rashke Trophy is awarded in which sport?
I believe it's basketball.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's in basketball. It's the winner of the NBL, I think. It's the Dr. John Rashke Trophy, who was awarded, I think, an Order of Australia for all his contributions to basketball. Well done, Adrian. Good on you. I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details from you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.